Shane, what a sensational piece of news. You're back in the British and Irish Lions squad, age 36, and playing your rugby at a fairly humble level. What's your reaction?
Shock at the moment, to be honest with you. I only had the phone call, say, about 9 hours ago to see whether or not I'd be able to help them out. Obviously, we're there's a couple of injuries in the squad, and you know there was no chance I was going to say no, to be honest with you. But it's still sinking in. Obviously, since the phone call, I've just slept and woken up, and I'm 2 minutes away from catching a flight down under.
Now, you quit international rugby in 2011. You're 36 years old. You are obviously the Welsh record try scorer. You're playing professional rugby union in Japan. Was there any idea that you might be in and around the thoughts of Warren Gatland before the phone call? Or is this totally and utterly out of the blue? Were you tipped off in any way?
No, completely out of the blue, I can assure you that. I'm more shocked than you are, let me tell you. So, no, it was completely out of the blue. I never thought I'd ever get this opportunity again. But like I said earlier, you know, if by me contributing on Tuesday is going to help the British Lions squad be successful in the three tests, then that's what I'm here to do, really. There was no way I was going to say no. And I'm here in any way possible they want to, in any help they need to be successful on this test series.
Shane, was it Warren Gatland that called you himself?
It was Rob Holy. Rob phoned me late last night. And like I say, it's still sinking in, but you know, I'm over the moon really, and what I will do on the field is give my 100% effort and commitment and do whatever it takes really to help the team out.
Was there any doubt in your mind when you picked up the phone and to Rob? Any doubt at all?
Well, no, not really. I've obviously been playing in Japan over the last 12 months, and certainly fitness is not going to be an issue. The Japanese certainly do like their fitness runs, and you know, I've been trailing on a lot of them. But I feel good within myself. I don't feel my age. I hate repeating my age, to be honest with you, but
we'll
I don't feel my age.
Again.
I feel fresh. Too dare. And I feel pretty good in myself. And if I had any doubt whatsoever whether or not I was capable or good enough, I would have said no, because there's no way, no hope in hell that I'm gonna let the Lions down.
Shane, you now complete a hat-trick of Lions representation, having been a Test Lion in 2005 and 2009. Just give us an idea of what it means to be a British and Irish Lion.
It's the pinnacle of any player's career, really. Growing up, I always wanted to play for Wales. I didn't even consider ever being good enough for the British Lions. And I'm sure, you know, you ask any kid growing up in the British Isles and Ireland that, you know, they never even think about that, because that's, you know, the step up again. You really don't think you're going to be amongst the legends of, you know, Willie John McBride, Garth Edwards, Gerald Davis, and all these legends. And to be associated with the British Lions is the greatest honour a rugby player could ever have.
Shane,
I need to get this chance. I can't wait.
Wonderful. Shane, you've got to catch a flight as well, haven't you? From
where
exactly are you, Shane?
I'm still in Tokyo, so it's going to be a whirlwind of a 24 hours, to be honest with you. I get into Sydney early hours Monday morning, and then I'm training at about 10:30. So, looking forward to that.
Shane, have a good sleep and a good journey over, and we're all congratulating you here at TalkSport. Even though you won't be part of our live commentary position for the game, we'll maybe have you back later on in the tour.
I do apologise for that.
No need to apologise on this very special occasion. Shane, thank you very much indeed.